A leaky marketing funnel can literally cost you tens of thousands of dollars in lost revenue. So let's talk through how you can plug those holes. Hey, I'm Spencer Powell, CEO of Builder Funnel, and we are on our way to generating $1 billion in revenue for our clients. Go ahead and hit subscribe to follow along. As we kick off today, I want to talk about tracking and been noticing a trend that many remodelers that we speak to do not have good data. So this includes things like their booking rate, which is the rate that we turn leads into phone calls. And then we also want to measure that first phone call or pre-qualification, that conversion to first appointment. And then obviously we want to track, you know, appointment to design agreement to construction. That's where people usually have better numbers there, but I would say they're not always tracked. In many cases, they're not, but getting some of that front end data can be extremely powerful. So figuring out what's your total number of raw leads, and even just that number alone, I think people define it differently because people want to say, well, it's not a lead unless I book an appointment. You know, you get calls in and you don't count that as a lead if it was just like, yeah, that wasn't a good fit. I think it's important to track all raw leads. So that would be anybody that fills out any type of form on your website, any calls in that are generally inquiring about services, right? They, even if they're not a good fit or they're out of area, like it's important to know that that person came to you from somewhere. So there was a reason that that lead was generated, even if it was no good. Or if somebody emails directly into the business, anything like that, we want to capture all raw leads. And then how many of those turn into a phone call where you do that pre-qualification? You say, hey, this is a good fit. Let's book an appointment. This is not a good fit. This is a good fit. Let's book an appointment. And then they say no, right? There's different outcomes from those calls, but knowing the lead to call rate and then that call to meeting rate is really, really powerful. In addition to obviously the metrics beyond that. So with that being said, just something that I wanted to share that I've noticed in hopes that it helps you clean up and add to the data that you're tracking. Now, today, I wanted to get into breaking down a marketing funnel. And so by the end of this, my goal is that you will understand what a marketing funnel is, how to build one for your remodeling business, your custom home business, and really how this, you know, I think if you're familiar with the term marketing funnel, you may have come into that language through a lot of these people that are in e-commerce businesses or businesses where they're selling something that is much smaller in price, right? They're not selling something that's $50,000, $100,000, multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in a whole home remodel. So it's important to understand that your customers operate in what we like to call a considered buying process. So they aren't buying gum in the checkout line. They aren't buying something on Amazon. They are going through some different stages. Four. Stage one is problem recognition. Stage two is information gathering. Stage three is evaluating solutions. And stage four is the purchase phase. So each stage can last from weeks to months to years. And so we need to understand that and build our marketing system around that, knowing that somebody might think about the kitchen that they want to redo, dream about it, research it, gather information, look at different solutions, and make a purchase. And that whole process from end to end might be 2.5 years. And so if we don't have a marketing funnel that's set up to support that buying process, which we're not going to change, we're not going to change the customer's buying process. So we need to match and mirror our marketing to basically fall in line with that. So let's start with stage one, which is problem recognition. So picture a young family and they are buying a home in a new area and they're hosting Thanksgiving for the first time and they realize there's no space in the kitchen, right? And so they're worried about hosting and entertaining. It's a problem and they have identified that. In this case, they actually self-identified the problem. The other way is that we can help them identify the problem, and we can do that through advertising. Now, we're going to push that to the side for this podcast, but a quick example would be running a social media ad that shows up in the wife's newsfeed, and it might be a photo of another woman looking really frustrated or embarrassed that she can't host family gatherings. And so in this scenario, what we're doing is we're actually planting the seed of a problem that your prospect may not have recognized. But we're going to run under the assumption that with this example, they self-identified the problem. They realized, wow, we cannot host. We need to solve this. So once the problem is identified, then we're going to move to stage two, which is information gathering. So at this stage, your prospect is looking for probably multiple solutions. So they might be actually comparing, you know, a do-it-yourself solution. Maybe the husband is gung-ho and he's like, hey, I could do this. Maybe they're just considering working with one of the big box solutions and then they'll hire some installers, or they might be looking for that design build, more custom approach. And so most likely, they probably don't even know all of the different solutions available. Maybe they've never heard of design build. Maybe they just think you do a remodel, you go to Home Depot, you figure out some materials, you hire a few installers. Like, who knows, right? They're not experts on the industry, but that's why they're gathering information. And so this phase could, again, last a week, or it could last months or years. And this is where getting in front of the prospect and staying in front of the prospect is really critical if you want to have the best chance at moving to the next phase. Because right now they're just gathering information. They're trying to figure out what is the right solution for me. And so once they've identified what they feel the right solution is, now we're going to move on to stage three, which is evaluating solutions. Now at this stage, they have narrowed their focus. The prospect, they've decided already if they're going design build or DIY or one of the other options. And so by now, they're going to contact multiple companies and they want to probably compare pricing. They want to try to identify the differences between the different companies and find a right fit. And so at this stage, differentiation is really critical if you want to win the business. This prospect is comparing you to similar companies. They're trying to figure out how each company is different and who they will go with. And so what sets you apart, what your sales process looks like, how you market yourself, how you present yourself, all of these things start to really become important in stage three. And then now we move to stage four, which is the purchase phase. And so the prospect finally decides on the company they want to go with and they move forward with the contract. And so as we move from stage one to stage four, a lot of time can pass and the prospect has different goals at every stage. And so this is where it becomes really critical to have a marketing funnel that lines up with this buying process. So a marketing machine that can help your prospect achieve their goals at every stage and position you as the best choice by the time that they actually get to stage four. And so let's break down that marketing funnel and how that looks. And it's really broken into three main categories. We've got top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, and bottom of the funnel. And so at the top of the funnel, your prospects are becoming aware of their problem and potentially aware of your company. In the middle of the funnel, the prospect is learning about solution options and how to choose the right type of solution for them. And then at the bottom of the funnel, the prospect is learning why your solution is the best choice for them specifically. So again, let's walk through an example scenario so you can use that to build a really rock solid marketing funnel that again mirrors the way people actually shop and buy today, because that's something that we're not going to change. We're not going to be able to control how people shop and buy. So let's mirror our marketing process to that. So homeowner Mary, she's got a kitchen, it's too small. And so she starts browsing the internet and she's looking for inspiration. She's on Google, she's on Instagram, she's on Pinterest, reading blog articles. She's gathering lots and lots of information, and she's trying to figure out, how do I get a bigger kitchen? And so during this phase, we're thinking top of the funnel with your marketing. So this could be Instagram ads targeting women in specific zip codes and age groups that you serve. It could be blog content addressing topics like how to remodel a small kitchen, or design inspiration for your kitchen remodel, or how much does a kitchen remodel cost? These are all questions that we know Mary is probably thinking about, running into, researching as she's in this phase. And so we want to pull Mary in through content and ads. That's the first step, right? Like, Mary doesn't know about us. She just knows she has a problem and she's doing research. So we want to pull her in, knowing that we can add value to her at this stage of the buying process. Then, after all that work, we finally get Mary to our website. This is actually a big win. You know, getting somebody that has a problem that you can solve onto your website, big win. But we're not done. We're just getting started, really. Mary is moving quickly. She's hunting for information. She's trying to solve her problem. So from our perspective, we actually don't know what stage of the funnel Mary is in. All that we know is that she's on our website, but we don't know if she's a week away or a year away. We just don't know. We just know she made it to our website. So in order to have any chance of closing Mary into an incredible new customer, we need to convert. And so at this point, it's time to leverage a tool that we call premium content and call it a lead magnet, but we want to capture Mary's information before she clicks away. And so this could be something like a process guide, a cost guide, some sort of checklist, basically a PDF that has valuable information to Mary. Remember, she's researching, she has a problem, she's looking for information. How do we give her that information? And we're going to trade her for her info. So we want name, email, hopefully a phone number, and we're going to give her the PDF, the information. So at this stage, awesome. We've captured Mary as a lead. And then from here, we have a lot of different options of things we can do. We could email or call her personally, one-to-one. We can put her on the email newsletter list. Highly recommend that you do that no matter what. And we can also place her into an automated email sequence. And we can set up that sequence so that it's logical based on the topic of the PDF she downloaded. Highly recommend that you do that. If you can do all three, that's even better. So at this stage, we know a couple of different things. Mary, she's captured as a raw lead, but she hasn't been qualified or disqualified, right? We don't know. She just downloaded something. That's all we know. She could be ready to buy within a week or never or a year. We don't know yet. And that's okay. She's most likely at the top or the middle of the funnel, because if she were at the bottom, she probably would have filled out the contact us form or like a schedule a consultation or something more in that stage that said like, hey, let's talk. But a lot of times people want to download something, read a little bit, and then they're going to take that step to contact you directly. So since she didn't do those two things, we just assume she's probably at the top or the middle. And that means we have a big, big opportunity to start providing Mary with educational material related to those two stages. And so you can do this by creating blog content, video content, podcast content. You deliver that content to Mary through email newsletters or email automation. And so it's important to remember that she is trying to figure out the best solution for her and how the different solutions work and how to get what she wants. And so this opens up literally hundreds of topics. Actually, we've listed out over 200 different blog topics that you can write about, and we will include that link in the description. But if you're just wanting to Google it, I think it's 212 remodeling blog topics. If you Google that, I think you'll find it. But as you start sending Mary more and more helpful, valuable information, she starts to build her awareness and trust with your company. So she's working her way down the funnel at her own pace. We're not going to, again, be able to speed her up if she's not ready. We're not going to force her to remodel on your timeline. It's going to be on hers. And so we want to stick with her and we want to meet her on her timeline. We want to be there with helpful information. We want to be that guide. And then after weeks or months or maybe even years, She's finally ready. She's ready to take some action. And so the cool part is that you've been there every step of the way with her, right? So she is naturally just replying to one of your newsletters to set up a call, or she calls you directly. And so now she's at the bottom of the funnel and she enters your sales process. Now, she may still be talking to a competitor or two of yours. So it is important to continue to educate Mary, build value through the sales process, and build on the marketing that we've done up to this point. And then you can close the deal. So that is a full marketing funnel breakdown from problem to, hey, I'm finally making my decision. And so if the leads you're getting right now are mostly bottom of the funnel, meaning they want to talk about their project today, it most likely means that you're missing everyone at the top and the middle of the funnel. And we always want more of those bottom of the funnel leads, right? I think most people actually just think of a lead as like a call into the business, but that's actually somebody that is, a more sales ready lead and a more bottom of the funnel lead. But there's so much opportunity at the top and the middle. And so as you build your marketing funnel, you'll actually notice an uptick in people finding you today that are not ready to buy. But as you build the top, you will also just increase your bottom of the funnel as well, those people that are ready. And just keep in mind, the bottom of the funnel is typically only about 4% of the market. And so by expanding your marketing funnel to work towards attracting and capturing and converting the other 96%, you'll start generating more bottom of the funnel opportunities down the road because you captured them early and you built that value, you built that trust through education, you position your company as the right solution for them, and then they work their way into the sales process. So I'd love to hear from you. Let me know if you had a takeaway from today's episode. I love hearing from you guys. Just shoot me a note over at radio@builderfunnel.com. I try to read all of those as best as I can. And we are still doing the free copy of the book if you leave a review. So it helps spread the word on this podcast if you leave a review of Builder Funnel Radio. And then when you email in, just put radio in the subject line. The email is radio@builderfunnel.com. And then just drop your mailing address in the body copy of the email. All right, guys, that's what I got for you. I'll see you next time here on Builder Funnel Radio.